اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله محمد وجل فجل.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And I'm really glad to tell you that some of the students of Sevier International School are again with us here, and I really welcome you all. Brother Ali Nasir, salam alaikum. How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Okay, great. And Fawad Haider?
Fine, sir.
That's great. Thanks to Sevier International Schools Network. So Ali Nasir and Fawad, today, inshallah, Ayah 121 of Surah Al-Baqarah is our main topic. Inshallah, we'll be having a short explanation about this because of the time that we have. And the main topic is the practical tajweed rules, yes? So we will have a short explanation. We'll give you some information, inshallah, about this ayah. And inshallah, we'll go through the tajweed rules, inshallah, okay? Brothers and sisters, I really recommend you grab your Quran and turn to ayah 120 of 21 of Surah Al-Baqarah. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. And to the end, okay? We'll be here, inshallah, with you till the end of the session. Stay with us. So, let's listen once to the recitation of this ayah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يتلونه حق تلاوته أولئك يؤمنون به ومن يكفر به فأولئك هم الخاسرون.
الحمد لله. Now, Fawad Haider and Ali Nasir and me, inshallah, we're going to have a recitation. Make sure you repeat, inshallah, after us, brother and sisters. So, ready, guys?
Yes. Yes.
Let's go.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يتلونه حق تلاوته أولئك يؤمنون به.
الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يتلونه حق تلاوته أولئك يؤمنون به.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله.
ومن يكفر به فأولئك هم الخاسرون.
ومن يكفر به فأولئك هم الخاسرون.
أحسنت. Thank you so much. Allah may bless you, inshallah. So, brothers and sisters, here in this ayah, Allah Almighty says that those to whom we have given the book, okay, they followed and they follow it as it ought to be followed, okay, as it has to be followed. They have faith in it. As for those who defy it, and for those who defy it, okay, the next group of people, it is they who are the losers. So, two groups of people Allah Almighty is going to compare here, okay? So, first, Allah Almighty is saying that So we have sent to the people, to the Muslims, okay, other even the Christians and Judaism, okay, Jews, sorry, we have sent down the books, okay, the revelations. So if they follow the books as they have to follow, okay, if Allah Almighty says in the Quran that أقم الصلاة, maintain the prayers, so if they maintain the prayers, of course they follow. If they do not maintain the prayers, if they miss, for example, morning prayers, evening prayers, all the prayers, and they say, oh, once we do it, on Fridays, inshallah, we'll do all the prayers, okay? The whole week we didn't, we missed, okay? So it's not good. So if someone follows the commands of Allah Almighty, so it means they have followed the true religion. Now, يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ, and they read also the book, okay? أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ, they are those who believed in the Quran. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرُ بِهِ, and those who disbelieve in the Quran, those who do not follow the book, okay? فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ, for sure, they are the losers. فَأُولَٰئِكَ الْخَاسِرُونَ, we can say, but هُمُ, here, هُم, as well it's here. هُم comes here, okay? Not your home house, okay? Here, this home, I mean. هَمِمْ. It comes here to intensify the meaning, to emphasize the meaning. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ, for sure they are the losers. Guys, one important message is here. Allah Almighty says, أَتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ, they recite, they read the book. حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ, one group of people are those who recite the Quran, who read the Quran the way they must, the way it is the right of Quran to be recited. What does it mean? It means that we have a lot of people who recite the Quran in a very beautiful voice. There are a lot of people who know how to read Quran, but they do not
apply
the Quran, the sayings of the Quran. There was a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. 8 things are there, okay, for the recitation. The one, you have to recite it with beautiful voice. Tartil. Warattil al-Qur'an tartila. Okay. With tajweed rules. Okay. And with thinking about the meaning of the Qur'an. And also applying the meanings of the Qur'an. Applying the rules of the Qur'an in your daily life. Okay. There are 8 things that some of them I told you. Okay. So those who are haqqa tilawati al-Qur'an. Haqqa tilawati al-Qur'an is this. That you have to follow also the sayings of the Qur'an. Okay. So guys, if you have the Quran in your home, okay, like 10,000 books of the Quran you have, if you don't follow, nothing. This Quran will not take you to the heaven because you do not follow. Even they will send you to the hellfire because you do not apply, you do not give the right to the Quran, okay? The right, you do not respect the right of the Quran. So it's very important, guys, okay? So Allah, inshallah, Allah Almighty help us, okay, not to be among the losers, okay? Those who do not actually respect the rights of the Quran. So we're Muslims, we're mu'mins, mu'minun, inshallah. So we'll be, inshallah, the ones who follow really the Quran. So guys, let's go for the tajweed rules in this ayah. So many important rules are here. But one thing, if you want to know more about this ayah, Ali Nasir, we have two. Refer to the
tafasir
books or the interpretations, okay? The exegetes, they have really interpreted the Quran from the hadith, from the other verses of the Quran as well, okay? So you can refer, inshallah, you'll learn more. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran. Let's go to our main topic, which is tajweed rules. And here, the first one is the word alladhina. Here, in the word alladhina or alladhi, alladhina, alladhan, whatever, okay? Whatever words that start with Hamzatul Wasl and Lam, Al. So, make sure Hamzatul Wasl does not have any harakat, any vowel sound. Actually, it is because the word starts with a sakin letter, that's why we add a Hamzatul Wasl, okay? So, because Hamzatul Wasl can accept harakat. The sakin letter does not accept harakat because it is sakin. If it had any vowel letter, any vowel sound, sorry, so it wasn't sakin anymore. So now, lam is sakin. So that's why we have a Hamzatul Wasl here, right? Hamzatul Wasl can accept any harakat because it doesn't have any harakat. It doesn't have any sukun as well. So it can accept any harakat, either fatha, kasra, or dhamma, any of them. But the rule we studied in Hamzatul Wasl was this, that any word that starts with Hamzatul Wasl and has a lam, lamut ta'rif, right? Doesn't matter, the next letter is moon letter or sun letter. So, like the word alladhi, as-sama, al-ard, or for example, al-kitab, whatever word you can imagine, okay, that start with Hamzatul Wasl plus lam, lamut ta'rif. So in the recitation, if you want to start reciting from that word, okay, that has Hamzatul Wasl plus lam, you should assign, the Hamzatul Wasl with what? Which harakat?
Fatha.
Remember, al, alladhi, alladhina, alhamdulillah, arrahman, arrahim. If you start from that word, but if you connect a previous word to the word having Hamzatul Wasl, you skip Hamzatul Wasl. We learned them, okay? There were two cases for Hamzatul Wasl. Once pronouncing Hamzatul Wasl, once. You pronounce Hamzatul Wasl, once you skip Hamzatul Wasl. So we had this discussions in our previous sessions. So, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. Here, look, whom, آتَيْنَاهُم. This word, we join it to the next word, الكتاب. If you read الكتاب separately, you have to read it, الكتاب. But since you join the previous word with this word, so you gotta skip Hamzatul Wasl here. آتَيْنَاهُ مُلْكِتَاب. Lam is sakin, you join mim to lam. Hamzatul Wasl is skipped here. يَتْلُونَهُ. There is a baby waw. You remember? We have baby alif. We have baby ya. Yes. Which are the same as the father alif, the father waw, the father ya. Yes. Yeah. The complete alif or the normal alif. So if you have waw, baby waw, small waw, again, you have to prolong the sound for two counts. If you have a baby alif, again, dagger alif, right? If you have a baby ya, fallen ya, again, you have to what? Prolong the sound. So, mad letters. يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. Right? There is a baby ya. Do you see it? Fawad. It's a fallen ya. Okay?
Yes.
In bed. So it says that stretch the sound. Okay? تِلَاوَتِهِ أُولَئِكَ. Let me ask a question from Fawad. Fawad is going to sleep, I think he's napping. Okay. Fawad. Ulaika. Is the mad wajib? Or I can say ulaika.
It's wajib.
Why is it wajib? The rule says, Ali Nasir, that if you have
harful sakin.
Harful mad.
Harful
mad. Ula alif is harful mad here.
Harful mad and hamza. In one letter?
In one word.
In one word.
Yeah, in the same word. So the mad will be wajib here. If they are in two separate words, so the mad is not wajib. Here it is wajib, right? Ulaika. So, yu'minuna bihi. But if you stop, ha changes to a sakin letter. Bihi. And you have qala here. It means
waqf.
Waqf is better than wasl. So, yeah, waqf. It means stopping is better than continuing. So, you can stop here. It means that you can stop. You can continue. But if you stop, it's better, okay? Take a tea break. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ نُون سَاكِن plus ya. The rule idgham says that you have to merge the sound. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهِ long vowel sound. Ya sound, sorry.
فَأُولَٰئِكَ Again, that is wajib. هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ
Then, un sound. Make sure you change it to a longer mad, okay? Because you stop here. Mad عَارِض لِسُّكُونَ That was all about the tajweed rules. A short explanation also we had about the tafsir, about the meaning of this ayah. Inshallah, we hope you refer to the tafsir book also, inshallah. And also, listen again to the tajweed rules if you had any problems. Okay, see you inshallah in the coming sessions, but we really recommend you stay with us inshallah with the coming sessions. Fawad, Ali Nasir, brothers, let's say goodbye to our friends inshallah. We'll see them in the coming sessions. Yes,
yes.
So thanks to IRIB English Radio, thanks to Sevier International Schools Network. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفي